Good morning and welcome to Apple a Day, Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness segment. I have with me as my guest today, Laura Gervais. She is the volunteer and student coordinator at Lake Region Healthcare, and she's here with me today to talk about National Volunteer Week and what an important role volunteers play in our organization. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining me. Volunteers do play a huge role in our organization, obviously in our community in so many ways, but at Lake Region Healthcare, we are so grateful and indebted to our volunteers. Tell me a little bit about how many volunteers typically serve our organization on a given day or in a year.
Sure, Katie. In typically a day, we have about 7 to 10 volunteers throughout our organization. And in about a year's time, we see about 120 volunteers.
And so on a typical day, you say 7 to 10, where will you see or find volunteers?
You can see them pretty much anywhere. I can just kind of give you a brief overview. We have volunteers at the Cancer Center. They're kind of our snack bar receptionists, helping patients with their daily needs over there, serving breakfast and lunch, and just kind of being there just to support them and, you know, being an ear if they need it. Mm-hmm. We have Red Cross drivers. So these volunteers put on about 200 miles a day going to our organizations around the area and different hospitals. They're kind of a carrier for Red Cross, bringing blood supplies back and forth, and even other supplies that Lake Region sends back and forth. We have a gift shop that is run by our auxiliary. Lori Okerstrom is that manager. And this is just a great program that we have here. We know people utilize that all the time with getting flowers, cards, and just a lot of unique items there. Very cool. And we actually have volunteers who make baby hats and blankets. And people will bring them in, and I can give them up to the OB ward. They'll give them out to new babies. And we do lap blankets for different people. So that's really cool service. We have the same-day surgery receptionist. So if you're ever here for surgery, you might see those volunteers in the blue coats. They're kind of liaison between staff and patients, kind of letting families know where the patient's at in their surgery day. The info desk is probably where you see a lot of our volunteers right when you come in there. You know, people ask them for room numbers, just general information about the hospital. So a great place that we utilize our volunteers. And a lot of other areas. We actually have 12 programs, so I won't highlight all of them. But, yeah, we use them as much as we can, and it's just really fun to see the impact.
So obviously, with 12 different programs, you can use people of all ages with all different types of skills, right? There's not just one particular type of person that can fit in as a volunteer here.
Right. And I'm always asking volunteers, do you see a need? You know, do you have a special skill that you can use here? Mm-hmm. You know, we just don't, you know, always do exactly the same thing every day. We always, you know, look for the need and try to fill that. But yeah, these are our main areas.
Mm-hmm. So is there one that's more popular or ones that are more unusual or harder to fill?
Yeah, definitely. So the info desk is definitely our most popular. It's probably the easiest to learn and do. You actually get a lot of walking in. So if you wear your Fitbit, you usually get your steps in the day. A lot of opportunity to talk to people. And as far as unusual, we have a program called HERO. This is a program out of Fargo. And we have a volunteer that goes around to different departments and picks up extra supplies that can be donated to people in need. And actually, Dr. Berger here uses them in Haiti. Mm-hmm. So she boxes them up and ships them. So that's just been a really cool program. We've been doing that for the past few months here. And we have a library cart, and we have a volunteer that goes around to patients' rooms and offers magazines and books to patients for their use while they're here. So, you know, and unusual, we just have a lot of people coming in and doing one thing, and that's kind of their interest. Yep. It's just great that people can come in and call me and say, you know, I would like to do this. So, if you ever, anyone out there, if you think of something that you would love to help out Lake Region with, just give us a call and we can definitely use you.
Absolutely. And volunteers have been great on special projects. Mm-hmm. Like you mentioned, I think of the clinic when we opened and just needed all hands on deck to help direct people in this new building. They were just so fantastic to help us out with that project as well.
Yeah, we had a meeting and I just said, you know, we're opening this new clinic. You know, a lot of people are going to come in, not know where to go, the new process. Would you be willing to step up and help out? And I had about 50 volunteers just say, you know, over and above what I'm already doing, I'm going to offer, you know, few hours here and there, and that was just fantastic, and you know, they really enjoyed that.
That really was an integral part of the successful opening of the clinic as well. What kind of impact do volunteers have in terms of hours and dollars? Do you track that?
We do, and actually the first time I looked at it, it kind of blew me away. So last fiscal year, we had about 11,000 hours filled by volunteers.
Wow.
And actually that was a slower year, and this year should be a little bit more than that, but that still was just kind of blew me away. And so we kind of looked at it, and in terms of dollars, that's about $140,000 worth of savings. And so really that's about 5.5 full-time workers that we, you know, are filling with volunteers. Mm-hmm. So it just, you really see the impact when you look at those numbers, and it's just, it's amazing.
That is really impressive. And when you think about the kinds of things they do, those are extra things that really mean a lot to the people that we serve that we maybe couldn't provide otherwise. So when you think about your role as volunteer coordinator, do you have some really memorable moments that stand out in your mind?
Well, definitely. And it, being a coordinator, so you're, you know, you're kind of being the one scheduling and making sure shifts are filled. It can be interesting and difficult at times. So one memorable experience that I had a volunteer call in sick, and he was actually going to be out for about a month. It was just an extended illness. And I came into work on Monday, and that was the first message on my machine. The next message, and actually the next two, were volunteers who had heard that he was sick, I think in church, and called and said, oh, I heard he's going to be out. I know he's here weekly. I will fill his shifts.
Aww.
And they just knew the impact that he had, and that, you know, it was important that that shift was filled each week, and they just stepped up and helped out. It really made me proud to be here.
Absolutely. We've been talking about the regular volunteer, I don't know if that's the right word, the adult volunteer program, but we have a junior volunteer program as well that I understand is going to be changing a little bit. Can you give us an insight into what that's going to look like going forward?
Yeah, Katie, there's some big changes this year. This year we're going to be focusing on weekly service projects and partnering with the community garden. Students can come and learn more about the garden. Jason Bergstrand is the garden manager out there, and he is just so on fire about teaching them skills out there. They can do projects such as building sheds and pavers, retaining walls. So there's just a lot to learn out there.
Absolutely.
And also we're going to be partnering with Mill Street. We're looking at just serving the residents out there and just kind of brightening their day. So if anyone's interested, you can give me a call for more information. My number is 218-736-8498.
What a great way for youth to get exposed to a lot of different opportunities to not only volunteer their time, but build their own skills and add some great things to their resume in the process. You mentioned that you were a junior volunteer. Did that have anything to do with you ending up in this role, or what compelled you to this position?
Definitely. Well, my background is education.
Okay.
And so it was when we moved to Fergus Falls, we moved here back in March. I was, you know, kind of looking at what I wanted to do. And when I saw this opening, I just thought that it was perfect. I feel like I'm helping people, you know, learn their life skills. My background is family and consumer science. So, you know, with volunteering, you do learn life skills. And it's just working with great people has just been really fulfilling. And, yeah, my experience as a junior volunteer, it was great experience. I actually have a picture in my office of me volunteering with my friends back in the day, and it just kind of helps remind me of why we're here and, you know, just it's just a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great story, Laura. Anything else you'd like to add as we wrap up our National Volunteer Week segment here on Apple a Day?
Sure. I'll just give a little info on the community garden. So the community garden is about 1.5 acres located by Applebee's here in Fergus. And we, last year in 2015, produced almost 8,000 pounds of food. And we donate this food to WIC and the Food Shelf. And it's just a great way for people to get involved. We love people in groups, youth groups, churches, businesses have come out to help. And that's just a great experience for a lot of people. You don't need any experience at all. Jason Bergstrand, the manager out there, really emphasizes that, you know, anyone with any skill can find something to do, if that be, you know, cutting ribbon for plants or, you know, doing raised beds. It's just, there are so many different things going out there that anyone could help out.
Absolutely. Nothing more rewarding than knowing that you're helping to provide healthy food to families that need it. Laura, thanks so much for the work you do in coordinating our volunteers, making sure the program runs smoothly and is a positive experience for everyone. This is National Volunteer Week. We tip our hats off to you as the coordinator and to all of the wonderful volunteers who make a difference here at Lake Region Healthcare every single day. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Katie. Have a great day.
Laura Gervais, volunteer and student coordinator at Lake Region Healthcare, my guest today on Apple a Day. Laura and I both remind you that there is so much to do here. Stay healthy for it. Have a great day.